LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
On this edition of Magic Pod Squad, presented by Kia, we catch up with Orlando Magic Chief Communications Officer Joel Glass. Joel Glass has been handling all public relations duties for the Orlando Magic team while they were on that three-game road trip, so he can give us a ton of insight into what the Magic experienced on their first road trip of the season, a very successful one, one that made them 3-0 on the road trip and 4-0 to start the season for the first time in franchise history. He'll cover a bunch of stories, including sitting on the runway for 3.5 hours trying to get out of D.C. and get to Oklahoma City, new protocols for traveling parties now that they're on the road, what restaurants they can go to and can't go to, what does the workout situation look like in these hotels on the road, and oh, by the way, best start in franchise history. We will break all that down for you on this edition of Magic Pod Squad, presented by Kia.
This is Aaron Gordon of the Orlando Magic.
This is Evan Fournier.
This is Jonathan Isaac.
This is Mo Bamba.
Check out what's new with the Orlando Magic Pod Squad.
The hosts of characters give you a behind-the-scenes look at Magic basketball.
The Magic Pod Squad has you covered. Subscribe and rate on iTunes and the Google Play Store today.
And this podcast is presented by Kia, official vehicles of the Orlando Magic. Welcome to Magic Pod Squad, and we are pleased to be joined by Orlando Magic Chief Communications Officer Joel Glass, and probably, guys, I would say the man most responsible for our 4-0 start. Would you guys agree with that?
I think so. He's certainly doing, he's helping our broadcast out. He's our go-to for coaches' interviews,
right.
You know, scouting reports.
He's an essential worker for us. There's no question about it.
Yes, no question. Yeah.
I did like how everybody how you guys took shots at him, though, as the broadcast was going on, you know, shots and spotlighting him, telling, you know, everybody how he wouldn't be able to get home from Shoney's, which was right around the corner, or Stoney's.
Stoney's.
I called it Shoney's.
Right,
Not Shoney's. That's the big boy.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get into it. Joel Glass just got in this morning, about 2 or 3. You were gone for 5 or 6 nights. Welcome back, Joel. How was that first trip, and how strange was everything the last few days?
Well, it's definitely different. First of all, I miss my guys.
Yeah, we miss you too.
On the road, it's not the same without you. There's no question about that. And everything's different. Everything's different from what bus you're supposed to get on to daily testing to, you know, how problematic shoot-arounds are to the team meals to the flights. And it's just all a different world, as we all know. And so there's obviously some challenges, and the schedule's coming up at us fast and furious. But at the same time, I think there's some real benefits. You know, obviously, one, we're playing, and two, as I was talking about with some of you, that it kind of feels like each set is a little bit of a playoff series. You know, you go in, you play Washington twice, and you know, you beat them the first game and then you can kind of feel the pressure building for the second game. So I think the schedule things are some, there's some interesting aspects there.
You think that schedule thing benefits one team or the other? Could you tell if the visiting team had an advantage? Is there more pressure on the home team if they lose the first game? I mean, what's the dynamic like there?
Yeah, it seems to me the first game is, you know, like any playoff series, really big. And, you know, you want to get that, then you feel good. You have one and you want to try and go get another one. So I think it's really the opening set of these series, which can prove to be pretty important.
Joel, I'm interested in the logistics of all this. So you said you got to determine, figure out which bus you're on. Like normally, you know, there's an early bus, maybe a second bus and a third bus going to a game. How many different buses, like when you get off the airplane, how many buses are waiting for you now in this?
It's 46 buses, distant? JJ. It's 46 buses.
One
there,
for each person. How many buses are there?
Yeah. So now there are 4 buses for everything. So you get off a plane and you're assigned bus 1 through 4. Of course, I'm on bus 4, non-essential workers. But there's 4 buses, so you can socially distance the whole travel party is really the reason for it. So 4 buses getting off the plane to the hotel, 4 buses from the hotel to the game, and 4 buses after the game to the airport. So it's, you know, we get a list each day of what bus you're on, and you get on your bus and go. Know your seat.
So there's no broadcasters don't double up anymore. No more shouts from the front of the bus. Broadcasters, double up.
Yeah, there's no Brian Hill. Hey, you brought guys, double up. Nope.
Instead, you guys have to stay home. You don't even get to go. You don't get to double up. You have to stay home.
So, Joel, this is a personal question, you know, just kind of a comfort thing. Now, with social distancing, are you able to lean way back in your seat on the plane and put your feet up, or that would bring you too close to the person, but you know, in front or behind of you?
No, but JT, the great thing about it is, so there's only one person in each seat. So my bag opposite Sid was behind me. So my bag was where Sid was, so I could go all the way back.
Okay. All right. Just curious. Yeah. These are the things you wonder about when you're home and you're not traveling anymore.
The bags don't have to socially distance.
Right. That you got a buffer there. Now, normally we can get up on the plane, we can walk around, we can grab drinks, we can grab, you know, water, soda, whatever. Can you, what are you limited to now? Yeah, I imagine there's not cheese and crackers everybody can just grab, right?
Right. You know, the thing I was thinking about through this whole holiday was, the thing I missed the most was you guys and the Marcatelli ladies thumbprint cookies. Yes. As Dante said, we're not smashing our hands in cookies and giving them to you.
We figured this was the year to pass on that, unfortunately.
Right.
Can you use a spoon or something? Figure out something else?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
We smash your dirty fingers in my cookie.
That's what makes it so much fun for the girls.
That's the flavor. I understand.
They play outside all day and then they make cookies.
Kids are really clean too, so there's no bacteria there.
Yeah, that's
right. If everything works out and you kind of know you're going to be okay if you get it, you just want to get it in the right place, like either at home or a good city, you know, because then it's like a 2-week vacation, and you know doing Zooms and zones and all this other stuff. So, but anyway, I even forgot your question. Oh, food on the plane.
Just being able to get up and move around and all, just what's the flight like now?
You know what? I'm pretty much scared to death to move anywhere. So just kind of sit in my seat. Now, the interesting thing is when you get on the plane, everyone gets a bag full of snacks. And there's some really good snacks. Now, I haven't seen David Steele's yogurt raisins yet.
No yogurt raisins?
That's tough. But
okay. We did have some mixed nuts. We had some
pretzels. There you go.
We had a lot of keto chocolate chip cookies.
No, leave those on the plane. No, thank you.
Pretty good. That's those, the hit. But
those Kind bars. You like those Kind bars? You can jam your door open.
You got your Kind bars. So you have a bag full of your snacks.
Those and chips that are made of cardboard. Those chips.
They're healthy, David.
Yeah, I know they are.
There's nothing like David standing up by his seat trying to work down some of those cardboard chips.
But you get your bag full of snacks. Now, a flight I hope I have this right. Under 3 hours, that's it. Your snacks, that's your food. Over 3 hours, they give you a meal. So last night coming back, we were right on the borderline. Before we got on the plane, they gave us a nice steak dinner that we brought on the plane ourselves. So there's no serving. There's no getting up and going to get the dip and all that. So,
Joel, what about shoot-arounds? We know that Cliff is a big fan of the morning shoot-arounds, but that's presenting a problem on the road with the testing situation, right?
Yeah, the testing situation makes it complicated because the players have to do their, I guess it's called a point of care test day of, which is a rapid test, which isn't so rapid. You know, it takes a good hour or so to do it. So it shoot arounds on the road are tough. And I think we're seeing it, you know, we're in the same boat as everyone else. We're seeing this all through the league and coaches are trying to find different ways to, you know, whether it's practice, shoot around, ballroom walkthroughs, film, and just using every opportunity they can to do it. And then the other hard part is, you know, you guys know, usually we get into have an off day in the city and the guys who maybe don't play as many minutes just go over to some gym and that's all problematic as well. So they're working through it all and it's just a whole new world out there. So
on the road, you got tested each day, I would imagine. And then the day, is it twice a day? Is it once each day for the game that night? What is the, how much testing did you do?
I'm not even sure anymore, Dante. Many things have been stuck up my nose. No, we're tested every day. And just like George being at home on this trip or when I'm at home, he still goes in to get tested.
Yeah.
So it didn't matter if it was Christmas Day. It's not going to matter if it's New Year's Day. We're all going to be tested every day in the red zone. So, So we were tested every day. There was we travel with two, testers who are with us and they've become part of the team. And basically we get up and we have our testing times, which comes in our app and you go at your testing time and get tested and then hope and pray that you don't have a positive test and they leave you in Oklahoma City for 2 weeks.
That's exactly right. Oh boy, you're right.
Dante, I told the girl on Christmas Day that there was a good chance that I was going to test positive for red wine that day.
Yes.
So she was well aware. She gave me the special swab that day.
You know what? They're pretty good. We're getting tested too for these home and road games at Amway Center before every broadcast, and they are fun. You can the people to interact with. They do try to make it light, but you're still getting tested for a very serious thing, and it's the whole thing is strange for us as well here at home. But I think the interesting thing, guys, is one of our favorite things about going out on the road is you check into the hotel and depending on what city you're in, man, you love getting out, you walk around, you go to your favorite restaurants and you're limited now. You get the NBA has determined what three restaurants or four are safe in each city and you're handed that list on each trip, right?
Amazingly, the Capitol Grill is on every list. Is that amazing isn't that to something? You guys?
Isn't that something?
I found that amazing.
And Rocket owner.
I found that interesting.
I wonder if Voodoo Donuts is going to be on the one in Portland.
No, it's not even on an approved list now.
Are you doing that? That's not recommended anytime.
That shouldn't even be open anyway.
There's 38 health violations a day there.
And I looked in Chicago. I'm like, oh, you know, what next? I'm going to Lou Malnati's, right?
Yeah, no, of course.
It appears I'm not.
Oh, you're getting it to go. You're going to order it. You're going to pick it up and you're going to bring it back to your room.
But you can still do that. This is just approved for in-restaurant dining, right? You can still eat wherever you want, right? Have it delivered.
Yes. You can do that. But as you know, we're creatures of habit and it's just not the same. It is not.
There was no disco cab ride to Cattleman's Steakhouse. Is that what you're telling me in Oklahoma City?
No. And that was one heck of a lift ride.
The listeners, that's a little too much inside baseball. We got a cab. Was it a cab? Was it an Uber?
It was an Uber.
Several years ago.
Uber.
And the guy had a disco ball, minivan with a disco ball in the ceiling of his minivan. And we're all sitting there, five or six guys, and this disco ball is throwing red, blue, and yellow lights all over all of us. He had the radio blaring, country music, I think it was.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what that was. But that was a fun ride. Yep.
That is fantastic.
Are you guys surprised Cattleman's was not on the approved list?
No.
No. You said it on the air. I was like, there's no chance.
There's no, on the
approved list. No way.
Well, there's no doubt when you go to Chicago, Joel, you can get Lou Malnati's. We'll deliver you a cheese and onion pizza.
Right. So, because everybody likes
everybody
onion pizza.
Everybody has that one.
Joel's under the impression that's a Chicago favorite. And we were told at Lou Malnati's, the one we ordered was the first one they made that day.
No one's ever ordered it was before. Good.
I grew up.
Joel, if you were to get out, I think all of us would find ourselves in the same boat. If you were to get out and walk the city, I think we'd all be pretty reliant on David Steele. Magellan is the one that gets us everywhere. And I don't blame you. You probably didn't venture out too much, did you?
No. And I know you guys joked on the broadcast because every time you said something, my phone blew up. They're talking about you and they're not talking good about you. And you know, this, that, and the other. So
no, we were laughing with you, Joel.
I know. I listen, it's all well deserved, but listen, you guys rely on Magellan too.
Okay? Absolutely. Oh,
and,
absolutely.
And you can say you don't and pretend you don't, but you definitely do. And let's get the record straight. When it really counted in the playoffs, I got you back to and from the restaurant we ate lunch at in Toronto.
That's right. It was next door to the hotel lobby. You almost went the wrong way, and we said, no, it's this way.
Now, you know, truth be told, we do rely on Magellan for a long walk. But, you know, there are times, you know, where, you know, you're out walking in maybe Denver, you know, and you can actually in the distance see the hotel and David veers off. And you don't panic, right, Dante? Because you can actually see the hotel.
Right, right.
Well, every now and then, the radar gets turned around.
Right.
Yeah, it can happen. It can happen.
Well, Joel asked, "How are we going to get home?" There's a solar eclipse.
Oh, I did. But it's got to be. I asked, "How are we going to get home with David not with us?"
Well, Joel cemented his.
You could see the hotel right there.
Joel cemented his reputation with his hike in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park.
Yes.
That's an all-timer right there. I don't know if we even have time for that story, but.
Or in Charlotte, when he said, I was just at the baseball game last night, right there. David said, it's the exact opposite direction.
Yeah. But we'll go just Reader's Digest. There were two times when I truly feared for my life because of directions. One, the first time was I was with George, actually. We were in China.
I was with you.
Purses. Dante was there. Yep. And the guy took us to a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
First. He took us to a Kentucky Fried Chicken first.
Doors kept shutting right and left. And all of a sudden, there's all these purses. And then I'm negotiating with the guys for the fake Louis Vuitton purses. Mm-hmm. And George kind of elbows me and says, you're arguing over $6. Let's get the heck out of here.
If they
will ever find us.
we were too deep in that one. That was bad. That was bad stuff right there.
Well, did you get lost or were you just?
We went to a seedy little underground purse guy. I don't even know how we got there. And all I remember is I was with Dante and Joel and a few other people were with us, I believe. And then I watched and I was not interested in buying any purses. I was just along for the ride. And I watched this guy close the door behind us while, you know, Joel's haggling over it looked like a Coach purse, but I think it was a couch purse. The guy deadbolts the door behind us as we all went in. He shuts the door. And I think I looked at Dante. I was like, yeah, we got to get out of here. Like, I don't know what's happening right now, but we got to move. We got to get this going and move. Yeah. That was not good. That was not a good time.
And the other time was the Pishgah National Forest. And where was I? North Carolina, David?
Yeah. Yeah. You were in the Great Smoky Mountain National Park.
Yep. Took the kids on a hike and, left early in the morning and all of a sudden it's getting dark and I can't find the car. And I had to ask some mountain man walking his dog if he had seen my car.
That's incredible.
You guys could have been on the national news that
about day. 6 hours and it was about 100 feet from me.
Well, the good thing is everything's taken care of. You got the buses provided. You've got the meals provided in the hotel. You don't have to go anywhere. The flights are all coordinated. What about in the arena? What was that? We know what it is in Amway Center, but we have some fans. No fans in the building. Magic making this great run, 4-0 to start the season, hitting big shots down the stretch. You just hear your guys cheering. You just hear the bench. What are you hearing and seeing?
Yeah, it's definitely different from now. There is the piped in crowd noise, sure. But it's definitely different from the bubble. You know, the bubble, they had the virtual fans. You know, it was a TV studio more than anything.
Right.
You know, it felt like, you know, it, just an enclosed space. And here you're in wide open arenas with tarps on the seats. So it's definitely different. Definitely a different feeling. And again, you know, you just got to use the energy of your guys and your bench, and you hear so many different things. And so, but when you got it going good, it feels really good.
You can hear the play calls, right? The coaches are calling plays. I mean, it's you know, in a big crowd with noise and extraneous noise going on, maybe everybody can't hear the players call plays and such, but in this environment, I'm guessing everybody knows what everybody's doing, right? As far as the plays are concerned.
Yep. Cliff calls the plays and our guys can't ignore him. And then the other team echoes the plays and tells them how to cover it. So it's,
there you go.
And that goes both ways. They call a play and our guys know exactly what they're running and where everyone should be. And you know, that's just how it is. So.
Interesting. And it's trash talking. Do you hear guys, do people say stuff that maybe ordinarily players, coaches wouldn't be heard that you hear now?
You know, you're so close. You can kind of see it more than anything and read lips and, you know, especially some of the barking at the referees, which, you know, I do not condone as an official myself. So,
of course, right.
But you see a lot of that.
I wonder if that could lead to tempers flaring more, you know, where people can hear more and, you know, wonder if that could be an issue at some point.
Well,
especially when you play the same team back-to-back nights.
Right. I think that there's, you know, sensitivities all around and everyone's just maybe a little bit more patient with each other, especially the officials who, you know, just have to take so much. But I think JT probably could talk to that more when you play a team back-to-back and, you know, what that feels like. And I think it's a really interesting dynamic.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
It's interesting. For, do you think, Joel, like, you know, on the broadcast, we're talking about the team and the continuity and everything has helped us and everything. And so I think maybe like catching the some of these teams early that are in a transition period, like Washington, right, trying to work in new players and everything, that has to be an advantage for the Magic, I think.
Yeah, as you guys know, Cliff is so well organized, has the team so well organized. And I think the beauty of this start is that we have so much more we can grow. You know, he talked about that right after the game to the players defensively, like we have so much room for growth there. And so that's what's great about the 4-0 start. You just, you're doing it, you're winning, and there's so much room to grow. But the continuity, you could definitely see it helps. I mean, our guys know each other so well, and they're just playing together, and our spacing is good. They're playing at a quicker pace. And so a lot of good things happening right now. As we always say, winning is good and losing is bad.
What do we think, guys? This is history. I mean, we are living right through history right now. This is Magic history. There's no team that's ever – gone 4-0 to start the season, not the Shaq years, not the Dwight years, T-Mac. No, there's been no team of all the teams. Would you think this would be the team that that would start a season 4-0? Nothing against this group. I mean, it's sure a good group. Just would you ever have thought out of all the teams in Magic history, it'd be this one?
Only because it's 2020.
So that's why. That makes
sense.
That's
the only reason.
That makes sense. They're backwards.
But don't you think, like, when the schedule came out and you looked at the schedule and the way it started with the three road games and then, you know, this starting with the, you know, defending Eastern Conference champions and everything. I don't think when the schedule came out, we looked at it and said, oh boy, you know, it's kind of, we knew we had to get off to a good start, but I think with this first four, if we'd have been 2-2, we would have thought, yes, that's kind of where we need to be, split, you know, yeah, maybe split in DC and get one of the others. So it is pretty amazing.
JT, would you look at the schedule differently than you would in seasons past like that? Like, would you take this schedule in five game chunks? Like, I know Brian was a big fan of taking this, you know, the schedule in five game increments and saying, okay, we got to kind of go 3-2 in these five. Is it a little different now because, you know, maybe there's not such a road and home advantage and who knows what teams are together right now as opposed to years past? Is there a difference?
Well, everything is different, right? I think, you know, Joel's speaking to being on the road and you don't have a crowd, you know, it's you're in a big cavernous arena. It's got to affect the home team as well. Right. But there is a comfort in being in your own building, in your own locker room, I guess. But, you know, I always loved the five-game increments that Brian used to implement so that it really kind of kept you focused, right? Like you looked at it from a standpoint of, okay, let's say you let one slip away, you know, you lose, you know, you lose to Oklahoma City, but then you're looking, okay, we can get it back with another big win here and try to, you know, I think it just, instead of looking at the totality of the season and, okay, we want to win, you know, whatever it is, 35, 40 games in this shortened season, you look at it and you just keep focusing on increments of five, you know, winning. You know, I think Brian's thing was, you know, in the Shaq years, we wanted to win 4 out of 5 at home and 3 out of 5 on the road, 2 out of 5 or something like that. So it really, you know, if you slipped up, well, we got to get one. It kind of just kept you focused. Mm-hmm. I liked the way he approached it. So.
Yeah. I remember Brian always writing it on the corner of the board.
Yeah.
And the results. And I think with Cliff, every game is
got to win 5 out of 5.
Yeah,
no doubt. 5 out of 5.
Got to win one out of every one.
Yeah, I think Brian was the same way, but right, he understood as players, you know, we have our ups and downs, and you know, this was a good way to try to keep us focused and everything. So, it was just.
I just kind think of fun this year, this year is so different. The travel is way different. We're going to have 5 more sets of those, playing the same team in back-to-back games. And I think in four of the five, they're at home. So the visiting team will have somewhat of an advantage in that, like we had in Washington, there was no travel day for us. Right. You know, we were there, we weren't coming in at 2 or 3 in the morning. We've got Cleveland next week. And then I think Chicago. So they'll be in Orlando. Cleveland even has a day off in between the games. Mm-hmm. So they'll just be in Orlando resting and doing whatever. You know, I'm not sure how they're going to practice in this environment, but anyhow, it's a lot different. We've never seen a schedule like this. So I don't think you can really make any kind of predictions. It's going to be interesting to see how well road teams do this year. My feeling is there may be it may even out more. You know, the road teams may do better than in past years, but you know, we'll see. And there's no crowd. The crowd absolutely. Advantage is gone too.
Exactly. You have teams that would normally maybe get rattled in the last few minutes of a game now don't have to deal with that component. You know, it's kind of playing without that fan element. Last night, Joel, Nick Vucevic became the franchise all-time leader in field goals made. He's such a monotone guy, you know, and he doesn't get too high or too low, but no one's made more field goals than him. Did you get a sense, and do you get a sense that meant a lot to him to kind of have that record?
Yeah, I wasn't sure he knew. George texted me, I think right after he did it, and said, hey, make sure you get the game ball. So Jacob Diamond, our equipment manager extraordinaire, made sure to get the ball. And I don't know, you know, I know you guys interviewed Vooch post game, and because I was grabbing the cables without gloves.
With no gloves, by the way. That's against the rules, Joe.
I'm not sure what the gloves do.
I don't know, but I'm putting like 7 gloves on when I grab that thing.
I don't know what they do. I don't know.
You have to have gloves to give the microphone or the headphone to.
What I read in the memo from the NBA was you need anybody that handles that microphone to give to the player, the headset there has to put gloves on. So Joel can tell you, I put like 3 sets of gloves in my jacket pocket.
And the best thing about George is
both been tested that day, but go ahead.
Well,
right.
Who knows?
Right. But the best thing about the whole.
Take a first baseman's mitt with you, George.
I should do that. Oven mitts. I think I was just going to take oven mitts with me.
That's right.
My favorite thing about the headset is, and George knows this also. So as the game's winding down, you have a lot of things going on. You got to go set up the Zoom room to make sure that's working. So you're running back there. You got to make sure the coaches get the stats of the timeout. Now we have the headset thing because Dante's not there. And so and by the way, I have renewed appreciation for all those grips and cable pullers because that thing, you know, in 5 seconds could become like wrapped up like in 20 different knots.
Like your extension cords at your house, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right, exactly. Like any cord you put in any bag, you put it in perfectly and you take it out and it's in knots. I don't know how that happens. But all this is going on and George is texting me. So I'm looking down because I think it's something important. He's like, are you wearing your gloves? And I'm like,
and I knew the answer was no.
His post-game guess. So... but anyways, getting back to Vooch, I think he, he was taken back when he heard it. Again, I don't know. It seemed like he didn't know to me. And then we got him the ball, which was cool. And then when we told the other players in the locker room, they're like, wow, you know, Shaq's come through here, Dwight, obviously Nick Anderson, Penny, you know, all those guys, and he's the number one guy. So I think he was taken back by it a little bit. And it just speaks to his total professionalism and, you know, how that guy keeps himself ready every single day. And you know, what a great guy to have that honor.
Absolutely. And he knows the history of the franchise too. I mean, obviously he spent some time just kind of soaking Magic history and the big players. You even mentioned 5 or 6 last night on the air and gave a shout out to Jeff there at the end of the interview. It was really cool.
Right.
I think that was tongue in cheek. I'm not sure, but
maybe a little. Still, no. Still good awareness though.
Yeah.
That dry sense of humor.
You know, Joel, it's interesting. There's so much infatuation. I know you guys see it too, but with Markelle Fultz, with Cole Anthony, with some of these young guys, how just for experience, you're with them. You're one of the few that can get close to these guys. George too, right? You can be around them as well. What kind of guy is Cole? And it seems to all of us like Markelle Fultz has a new lease on life. Like, this seems to be the happiest guy on earth right now.
Yeah. You know, first of all, Markelle, it is, to me, it's an amazing joy to watch that transformation. And I know Cliff has talked about, but like when he got here, you know, he couldn't really lift his arm, and you know, he couldn't shoot a basketball outside of the paint. And to see the way he plays the game and is all about making his teammates better, and his speed and his mid-range game, and even his outside game, is, it's just, it's so awesome to watch. And you talk about a guy who wants to be a leader, who is just a good down to earth guy. It's just awesome to see. It's awesome to see. And, you know, Cole's a great one for us to have. He has a little bit of an edge to him. He is a heck of a competitor. And, you know, he's done such a great job with that second unit and so forth. And you could see he's learning the game as we go, and he's going to be a huge, huge asset to us.
Well, I think before we get out of here, Magic fans, Jeff, let them know what of this that we're doing is sustainable. We're 4-0. You look at the shooting percentages for some, we're third in offense, third highest scoring team in the NBA. Defense is middle of the pack. That's probably going to improve. What are some of the things that you guys feel are sustainable, and what are some things that we either will improve on or might fall down to earth a little bit?
Well, it'd be interesting to get Joel's take too, because he's there. I mean, you know, we're kind of observing from afar. But, you know, what's interesting when you look at the numbers, the scoring numbers are terrific, right? I mean, we're averaging 120 points a game. But what's interesting to me is we're not shooting a lot of threes, right? I like the way we're playing. I feel like, you know, we're playing to our strengths. We've got guys, you know, we just talked about Markelle and Cole, and guys that their strengths are getting into the paint. I mean, we're doing a great job. I don't know what we had last night, or, you know, again, Oklahoma City was, what, 70 points in the paint. Yeah.
72, right?
22 threes. We're just kind of taking what the defense gives us and making that work for us. David and I were talking on air in the Oklahoma City game about, you know, we're better at getting to the free throw line. So to me, you know, even when you have a bad shooting night, because you're doing those things, we're getting second chance opportunity. We're doing that a little bit more. We're getting out on the break. I think, you know, the 110, 115 points a game, I think that's sustainable for this crew. I really do, based on the way we're playing. And if we can score like that, you know, Steve Clifford's teams are going to be good defensive teams, right? You know, there's that, you know, I always talk about, it's that net, right, Joel, that net rating. You can go down and look. Anybody that's in positive numbers is going to be in the playoffs. That's the way it works. You score more points than your opponent. So I don't know. I feel really good about the way this thing is evolving. And as Joel said, that Cliff is talking to the guys, we can be better in all those areas. I just really like the balance right now. The scoring is balanced. You know, we get 5-6 guys in double figures most nights. And I think that's a good way for this team to play basketball.
Yeah, I do think. I think it's sustainable too. I think we're it's unrealistic to think that T. Ross is going to continue to score at, you know, a 20 point per game clip. But you know, maybe he can do that. He's added a little 18, maybe 17, 18. He's added a little wrinkle to his game, putting it on the floor, the pull up jumper. In the mid-range has given him another aspect of his game that can be a weapon. But if we keep playing with this pace, you know, and I think a lot of that is, can we stay healthy? You know, can guys, you know, physically feel up to playing at that pace on a consistent basis when you're playing every other night? You know, there's going to be a few nights where you got dead legs. We saw that in Washington, right, with the starters. They weren't very sharp, and the bench, because we have such good depth right now with, you know, just a few guys out with injury. We still have a couple of key guys out with injury, but we were able to pull it out because we had a second unit that was there. So I think if we can keep guys basically healthy this year and continue to play the way we're playing. Like Steve says, we got to play the right way. We have a chance to beat anybody. If we can do that, we're going to win a lot of games.
You know, the thing I'm most impressed with, I don't know about you guys, the fourth quarters, when it's crunch time and the game is on the line and we've needed a basket, I mean, we have just come through in those last 12 minutes. The numbers are astronomical. Like, we're outscoring the opponent, I think, by 10 points in the fourth quarter through all these games. It's that's what's encouraging to me, is that when it's money time and it's time to, it's winning time, we've come through and we've hit the shots that we've needed to hit. So hopefully, you know, that confidence can keep carrying over as we move along here.
Yeah.
George,
the other cool thing is we're getting it from all different people. Yeah. Dwayne Bacon last night, Fuge. I mean, and like we say, the pace that Markel and Cole play at, like, it's amazing. So, and Michael Carter Williams, my God, he is just a beast out there. So, a lot of good things happening right now. And, but they're humble. They are, and Cliff's going to keep them that way too.
See, I think that's great. They seem very humble and they understand there's room to grow. And you look at everything across the board, everything that you guys just laid out, and there's no reason they can't keep this going. You might have found a bunch of guys that have kind of started to figure things out at the same time. It's kind of fun to see it unfold. George, when you're watching, can you personally hear too many Bacon references? I love it. I think it's fantastic.
I think you need more. One of you guys apologized for it. I think it might have been you, Dante. You apologized for it, and I was thinking in my head, are you kidding me? The guy's last name is Bacon. You can't apologize for that. You go with it. It's too easy.
I think maybe David and I used our entire repertoire of Bacon references in maybe in one three sequence.
Yours was right. Great when Dwayne hit that shot. Yeah, I think when Dwayne hit that shot and it went into a timeout, you just said everything goes better with Bacon.
The best. I asked David during the highlights for some sizzle sound effects.
Yes.
And he gave me this. Oh, that was awesome.
Do you have a special Bacon note card where you just kind of go through and you have them all and you check them off and you just go down the list?
No, we don't. But
you need that.
You know,
you
need
a Bacon card.
I think the challenge is going to be to keep coming up with different Bacon references. You know, if
we need a graphic or something from Ty and Dez and those guys in the truck. Yeah. Like if Dwayne does, like, I don't know, like some, like a frying pan just I need more graphics. I need more out of Dez.
I need more bacon graphics.
I need a sizzle. Yeah.
We need more bacon.
More bacon.
I like it.
How is this anything going? Because
Can I be objective since I'm not a part of the crew? There was a controversy one of the nights in DC. If David felt like JT kind of pulled the rug from under him on one.
No question. No question. He threw me under the bus and left me there for days.
Did you hear about this one, Joel?
No, but during the game, I get a text from Alex saying, oh my God, like, you need to talk to Ty. Like, David just got ripped off. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
That's so great.
Talking about, is this anything?
JT, that's tough. You got the CEO in David's corner. That's not good for you.
And you know, the next night, I was all for David. Whatever he
that's right.
Out there,
whatever he wants to do.
I'm checking my text thread, man. You know, people higher ups.
Oh, it was coming that down can't on happen. Me. We have to have objectivity, or it ruins the whole thing.
He had his. It was great. It was an is this anything, and he had it from 1983 on. And you know, I just reminded him that you know the great Oscar Robertson. You know, it was triple double related. You can't leave Oscar out. You know, it's the big O. You can't leave him out. And I guess, you know, Ty thought it wasn't anything because I said that. Maybe I wasn't intentionally.
I thought you threw some.
Will I was just, you know, recognizing history.
Yeah.
There was
some Wilt in there.
The old timers.
And David, how long did it take you to research that one? That's going back quite a few years.
Yeah, it took me, I don't know, 3.5 minutes, probably, maybe 4.
You should have said 3.
It's an amazing amount of work there.
It took me 3.5 minutes to come up with that nugget.
I sit in that room with Brian and the graphic comes up and Brian looks at it and goes, oh, that's good. He's going to get a bell. Watching Brian react, or he'll go, I don't know if that's it.
That's not it.
Watching Brian's reaction.
You know, that's fantastic. The thing. People at home are doing the same thing. You know, they're looking at it and they're going, yeah, that's good. Yeah. Oh, that's not very good. I think he's going to get a buzzer tonight.
Well, they do that with they do that with everything we do constantly anyway. So that's the fun of it. Okay, I don't think any of this matters unless Matty Glass thinks that this team is for real. Where is Matty Glass, Joel's daughter, after a 4-0 start?
The biggest Magic fan.
Yes.
Yeah,
Maddie, of Florida.
Matty is one of the biggest NBA fans there is and tells me everything.
And knowledgeable too.
The other day she was breaking down the Yu Darvish trade from the Cubs to the Padres, telling me about the prospects they got back.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's great.
Maddie loves. She's all on the Magic right now. She's like, we're 4-0. She's on cloud nine right now. So, that's good for all of us.
That's a good sign, because if anything was wrong, she'd let you know. She's all in. All right, guys. Well, this is great. Can we make it 5-0? Let's try to keep this thing.
Do it.
There's a scenario tomorrow where we are the only undefeated team remaining. If that happens.
So, yep.
How many games do we have to win in a row before people start talking about
70? You know, we have to win 70 in a row.
Well, listen, those NBA TV. You know, power rankings, we got to 5. The Athletic, right. We got to 4. ESPN, we went from like 20 to 18.
Unbelievable. Well, I sent Rachel Nichols a little text last night because I had watched the Jump and they were all talking about the Hawks and how great the Hawks are, and the Hawks are undefeated. And then we won last night and I sent her a text and I said, you think we could, you know, maybe the Magic could get up? So I just got a text right now while we were on this podcast, and I think we got a mention today, so I'm gonna have to go back and dig, and I think I did my job for one night.
I listened to about 2 hours of NBA radio today and not one mention.
Well, but I listened to Bill Simmons' podcast today and he had some nice things to say. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
well, that's so good. 68 games, JT. 68 in a row. Okay. I think we'll get noticed.
All right. They believe it.
All right.
Well, good business. Stuff. Well, let's keep it going. It's been a great start. I don't think any of us are surprised. We all had it pegged for 4-0. Let's keep it going. Make it 5-0. We appreciate it, Joel. Thanks for the insight.
Thanks, Joel.
All right. Thanks, Joel.
This podcast brought to you by Kia, the official vehicle of the Orlando Magic. We'll see you next time.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200,000 for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.